And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And welcome and hello to everybody. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We were talking about last week's show with Vice Mayor Laura Lee Nye and Carm Staker and Hope Hooper, and what wonderful stories these women have on how they came to Prescott Valley. Hope being one of our newest members, and she's joined me on the radio several times. She's with the Parks and Recreation Department. Absolutely adorable, and so much fun and good things going on over there. So we were just chatting about that, and it's time to come on the air. So I was kind of taken aback, saying, where am I? But I'm right here, and glad you're joining us today on this beautiful Tuesday here in, well, March, and it's the last Tuesday. That's it, and time is flying by. Easter Sunday this coming April the 1st, along with April Fool's Day, and we've got plans, all the activities going on at the Chamber and the town of Prescott Valley that it's springtime, and we're looking forward to a lot of great things happening, not only in the spring, but planning our summer activities. I've been telling everybody, and I still want to remind everybody, because we do have an April 13th deadline. If you have a senior graduating from a Prescott Valley school, or if you live in Prescott Valley and perhaps they go to another local high school and they're graduating, we do have scholarships available. And right now, our ambassadors are pleased to announce that there are three $1,000 scholarships available. So the paperwork is online. You can go to pbchamber.org, scroll to the bottom, and it says scholarship application. You can fill that out. Very simple little story that you need to write. Tell us about yourself. Include some transcripts and then a couple of recommendations. But get those into us, because we want to make sure that we give the opportunity to help all of our students, but especially three that will be selected by our committee, to continue their education and help them out with books or whatever it is. I know $1,000 doesn't go far, but it actually goes a little bit further than you might think. So again, if you are a graduating senior from a Prescott Valley school, or you live in Prescott Valley and you attend school, and it doesn't matter where, please look at our scholarship application and take advantage of that, because we're really pleased to be able to offer that to our kids that are going on in school. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back here, we're going to have our Fire Marshal, Rick Chase, from Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority. We are going to have Casey Van Heren, our Library Director, and Shelby Marks, our Teen Librarian from the Prescott Valley Library. They're having a party out there. Then our Chamber Spotlight on Business, How many of you have been to Chick-fil-A? We have Sarah Rodriguez, the owner here, along with Polly McManus, service manager from Pep Boys. So stick with us. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNAWorldwide.com.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support several local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. For 70 years, the Kiwanis Auction has raised money for the kids of our community. Help the kids and get great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 26th through April 6th, between 7 and 10 p.m. on Cable Channel 64, or streaming live on the web at PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. You'll find great deals on food, golf, tools, furniture, clothing, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Making America Safe Again, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a former strategist and deputy assistant to President Donald Trump, joins Dr. Kelly Ward.
Friday, March 30th at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center for an unforgettable experience. Doors open at 7 a.m. For tickets and information, go to kellyward.com, then click on events and register for the Prescott Breakfast event.
That's kellyward.com.
Paid for and authorized by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
I'm Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approve this message.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now, Rick Chase, Fire Marshal, Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority. Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm good, Marnie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Here we go. Let's talk about what's been going on weather-wise. Warm winter. Mm-hmm. Had a little bit of rain, a little bit of cooling down. But what's it like out there?
Well, it's funny you ask that because we just had a meeting the other day with some of the local entities on what we're going to be preaching out there as far as our safety and our PSA this year. And basically, as we all know, it's been a very dry winter. And here in Arizona, and Marnie, we've done this several times where if we have a really wet winter, we say, okay, well, everything's going to grow and then it's going to dry out and then we're going to have a high fire hazard. That's true. Or we have a dry winter, so everything gets out there is even drier and we have a fire hazard. So we are actually ramping up for, a pretty high fire season. You know, we're hoping not, of course, but...
Mm-hmm. We have to take precautions.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we've been talking a lot about the chain dragging and the One Less Spark, One Less Wildfire campaign and, you know, all the fires that have been started from anything that can create a spark or a flame. You know, people that are out there mowing. In fact, I've seen ones where people are on riding lawnmowers trying to create defensible space by cutting the dry grasses and the blade will hit a rock and start a fire and burned up the lot. So.
Oh, wow.
So it's one of those things, anything, you know, before you're going to mow with a mower, of course, walk it, make sure there's no rocks. And again, a lot of the roadside fires have been started from chain dragging.
I've seen quite a few of those. Obviously, on Facebook, they post, you guys post a lot on, situations that occur and incidents. And it's like, it seems like there's a lot more of them now. Is that true or is it because now that we're having better communication, we're hearing about them? What is it?
You know, that's a good question, and I think it depends on the year. Sometimes, you know, folks will get the message, and you know, if there is a chain dragon, you know, it's luck of the draw that a spark doesn't hit the grass. But then, you know, I don't know. Last year, we've had several of these between Prescott and Prescott Valley. We've had some large fires started out by Cordis Junction a few years ago from a chain dragging. It's happening.
It's easy, though. I mean, a spark from a chain, just like that, will start a fire.
Yep. When conditions are dry, it takes, you know, it doesn't take much at all for that grass to start. And we talk to people about parking their cars as well. The catalytic converters are hot, your mufflers, from your tires, anything like that, you know, enough heat and with the dryness out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this, and of course, our area is just, we have a lot of vegetation, all different types. So, it has the potential to be a hazardous year.
Mm-hmm. So there's nothing we can do to influence Mother Nature as far as it's raining us and giving us all this wonderful wet moisture weather. We're going to have to live with what we've got. So what can we do that we do have control over?
Well, we could do a rain dance, but, you know, like you said, we don't have control.
I'm not quite sure about that. Yeah. It might be fun, but, I'm not sure. You have to have faith.
Yes, you got to have faith. Well, we're trying to get enough safety out there to have people know what the rules are with burn permits, for example. There's rules on the back. We've already had two fires within a week's period that were started from propane torches. And those are not allowed in the area. People cannot walk around with a torch and burn weeds, although it is much easier to burn them, you know, when you're walking around, but it's just not allowed by fire code.
Oh, so that's what the propane torches are used for.
Yeah, some people will do that when you have a lot of weeds within rocks. Mm-hmm. Instead of spraying some kind of a weed killer, they'll go around and burn. Well, another person was doing that, and the fire crawled through the leaves up against the house and actually got behind the siding. So that person was very lucky that, you know, the fire department got there quick enough and was able to take the siding off and extinguish the fire. But, you know, you ask what is the biggest thing people can do, and we preach defensible space every year, and that's about the best thing you can do. Is no matter where you live, you look around your house, see what kind of types of fuel you have outside around your house, whether it be trees, dry grass, leaves, pine needles in your gutters. You know, look around and see if an ember was to land close to your house, could it ignite something? Could it start a fire? So that's about the biggest thing people can do. You know, cut their weeds, keep the grasses down short, and remove anything, because fire needs fuel to travel. And you remove the fuel, fire won't be able to travel to your home.
Yeah. And do people who live in like some of the subdivisions that seem like they were safe from fire, are they truly safe from fire?
You know, of course, we can't say everybody's safe from fire, because we get a lot of winds. You get embers that travel. And we've seen in Northern California just this last year where you've got a neighborhood with not much vegetation. You know, throughout you've got typical, but the winds were blowing and so many embers were landing on the homes and things around them. So I can't say everybody's 100% safe, but you can certainly, you know, everybody can help themselves out, and it helps us out. Mm-hmm. The safer that people make their homes, the better it is, the easier it is for us to do our job. Mm-hmm. We can get there and protect it. And, you know, if a fire is coming and people have their homes, set with a defensible space, we don't have the time to go around and cut trees and mow people's lawns and whatnot. So,
right.
Yeah.
What is, when you talk about defensible space, how far out from your home are you talking about that being, that area that you would, you know, make sure that you would take care of so that you would, let's say, reduce your risk?
Yes, and that's a good question. We talk to folks about 30 feet around your home. Look around about 30 feet out from your immediate home, and I think you said it. You don't just cut everything. You don't moonscape your property so you have no vegetation at all. That's not what we're asking. But what you do is you trim it. You create islands of vegetation, if you want to say, so that the fire, if some bushes, plants, trees, whatnot, was to catch fire, it wouldn't have that direct path to travel.
So you just want to be isolated in that particular plant.
Trim trees up. Anything that's dead vegetation, trees especially, it's firewood. Mm-hmm. It's kindling wood just sitting there. So if you do live on a slope, we talk to people about thinking more to 100 foot away from your home.
Okay.
And if people have a steep slope with a lot of vegetation, you want to look about 150 feet out, because fire will travel fast uphill. Mm. As it's burning, it preheats what's above it, because the heat naturally moves uphill. And so the fire moves all the much quicker up a hill. So if you have a slope behind your house or around it, you got to look at the bigger picture and go further out.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, are you available to come out and inspect areas? Somebody says, well, I'm not quite sure what I should be doing to make, you know, my defensible space, or if I'm okay the way it is. Do you come out and tell them that, you know, give them some ideas or thoughts?
Absolutely, Marnie. We have a prevention crew. There's four of us, and we all do what's called defensible space assessments.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody that's within our district can call our main office, and that number is 772-7711. And the office will schedule an appointment to have one of us come out, and we'll give a defensible space assessment, basically, and let folks know what they should and could remove to, you know, make their home safer.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking at, we were talking about, we're almost in April.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. And then later on this week, it's supposed to get in the 70s.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's warming up this week. I know I'm, you know, ready for springtime, getting that spring fever going.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, they always say April showers.
We can only hope, right?
Bring May flowers. So, you know, we can only hope maybe we get some of that moisture in here. But you're right. I've heard both ways, you know. It's like, well, we had a great rain season. We've got a lot of vegetation. We've got a lot of grass growing. But it will get dry.
Yes.
When do you anticipate, if there's going to be fire restrictions, when do they usually go into effect?
I can say typically we look at right about Memorial Weekend is when we do that. And we do it throughout the whole area, all the local departments, the forest, you know. And so we may be going sooner this year. We haven't talked about that quite yet, but I'm guessing that that's going to come down the chain here pretty soon.
Well, we can pretty much you know, short of a monsoon miracle of rain, for, you know, I think we can pretty be sure that we're going to have some fire restrictions coming on early on before the monsoons do come in.
Yeah, and I just urge folks to, you know, read the newspapers, look at social media. A lot of times everybody pretty much is on social media now. I know our department is. We post any of that.
Right.
And again, it's throughout the area. So when one entity goes into fire restrictions, they could pretty much be assured that it's going to be throughout the forest, the state forest. You know, all the lands of BLM, we all do it at the same time. That way folks aren't confused and wonder, like, who's in restriction
exactly.
and who isn't.
So, exactly.
Yeah, and that's pretty much throughout the Prescott Basin. I know other areas of Yavapai County either dry out quicker or maybe later, so people just need to pay attention when you're going there. You know, again, get online, and in a lot of the local places will have, you know, what kind of restrictions they're in.
Right. Right. So. And, oh, gosh, what was my question there? I just had one. I had a great one. Your website. Do you have a lot of this information that people can go to and read about on your website?
You know, we've got information, absolutely. It's www.cazfire.org, and we've got a lot of information there. There's several different tabs folks can surf around. There's also a lot of times we'll have links to other sites. There's some really good sites. In fact, Yavapai County Emergency Management has a page, too, with a lot of links, so folks can get local fire, what's going on, where the fires are, what kind of restrictions there are. Another great group that's local that people can talk with is the PAWIC. It's the Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission. Mm-hmm. And they work a lot with grants as well and HOAs. And so if people have questions, they can always get a hold of PAWIC as well. They've got a website and a Facebook page.
Yes. And a little bit slower, your website again is?
It's cazfire.org.
Cazfire.org.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out, you know, now that you're CAFMA and Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority, We were talking about, how do we call Central Arizona firefighters, fire medical firefighters, fire, you know, we were going, we're trying to figure out how to put that all together. We were writing something to six. I know you're partnering with us on Team Up to Clean Up back at the chamber on May the 6th, I believe it is. And we'll be out there cooking hot dogs again.
Yep.
Absolutely. And having a good time as we clean up the town of Prescott Valley. And, and again, that's a good time also to look at some of those areas, too. You know, as you're cleaning up your yard, look around your area and making sure that it's, you know, your defensible space and you're taking care of it before it gets too late.
Yeah. And one thing I'd like to add, too, is the Forest Service has done a lot of pre-treating out there and trimming around people's homes as well. So if you live in an area where you've noticed that either the Forest Service or State Forestry have been out there, again, that just helps you out. So, you know, fix your, you know, treat your property as well, and then you have even more of a buffer. So,
okay, and if somebody has any questions, Rick, where can they call?
They can call 772-7711. That's our office number, or they can call their local fire department that's in their area.
Right, very good. Rick Marshall, Rick Chase, Fire Marshall. Rick Marshall, Fire Chase. Rick Chase, Fire Marshall, Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority. Again, don't get concerned. We didn't want to worry everybody, but we do want you to be prepared.
Yep.
And know and be prepared what might be coming along, and also protect your property, your home and property. So just a little food for thought here. We'll talk about more if it gets any more serious than what we anticipate. How about that?
Sounds good. Thank you, Marty.
Great. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right. Here we're Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Take a short break on KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNA.com.
Seventy-five years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center, but two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
High Waters with our Plants of the Week and our Flowering Easter Baskets.
The Garden Center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. The best of Prescott Valley is here. I have Casey Van Haren, our library director, and Shelby Marks, our teen librarian in the Prescott Valley Public Library. We love you guys.
We love you.
You guys are so active over there.
We have so much going on at the library.
I mean, I wish I were a kid again. I mean, as an adult, I could enjoy it, but I took the library for granted when I was a kid, or maybe it just wasn't the same back then it is now.
I think, because we're not quiet anymore.
No.
We don't like people to be quiet. We want people to come in. We want them to use the space and make it their own. So
I know. I love the little coffee shop. I love the artwork that's around.
I have to talk about Peavine Cafe.
Yes.
They are absolutely amazing. Tori and Micah have nailed it. They have amazing food. My bank account goes directly into their
direct deposit
goes directly to them. They do. They are amazing, and we are so thankful that they have come in and really made something of that space.
Well, and I see their Facebook page, their menus of the week or different days.
Yes.
And I've got to get over there.
Yes, and really their coffee has no bitter taste. That's what I love about their coffee. Mm-hmm. It's organic, locally grown, and that's what they do. I'm sitting here talking about Peavine, but we're here to talk about the library.
But they're in the library.
So
you can come over there and stay in the library, and you never have to leave because you can get your coffee right there on campus.
Absolutely. Breakfast and lunch.
There you go.
So
Casey, let's talk about what some of the things you've got going on over there.
Oh my goodness, we have so much going on. We have Prescott Valley is celebrating National Library Week, April 9th through the 14th. And one of our big programs for the community that we're offering is Amnesty Week. So what that entails is people who have overdue books that are still out, bring them back. And if they have overdue fines from those books, bring the lost books and the overdue books back, and we will waive your fines. So you do have to see a staff member. So we want people to come into the library. We want them to realize, we realize that life happens and you lose count of your books, but we know that, and we want you to come in and use the library again. So, don't be afraid. We won't shame you. We just want our materials back. That's the most important thing, and for the community to use the library again. So that's April 9th through the 14th.
No questions asked, right? Nothing.
Nope.
Okay.
We won't look at you in a judgmental way either. a really popular class that is. Oh, and just a side note, so I don't forget, any of these events that I talk about, if you want more information, you can go to our website at pvlib.net. That is pvlib.net. We have free civics classes for those applying for U.S. citizenship. That starts on April 19th.
You know what I did? What? I think some people need to take that class,
right?
Even if they are citizens. You know why? Because I took the test, you know, and I missed two.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that. Are you looking at me, Link, like I'm bad?
A little bit.
Two. I know. I missed two answers.
Two.
It's kind of a difficult class.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I mean,
I pride myself on, you know.
Very good.
That historical end of things. Or a bunch of... At that time, it's useless. Useful,
right.
But most of the time, it's useless knowledge.
You're in fifth grade. I don't need to know this.
Right.
But it's important.
Kind of fun to see what you do know, though.
It is.
You know,
so registration is required, and you can sign up at our website, pvlib.net, for more information. Called Jim. Again, look at our website. And then I'm going to let Shelby talk about the town, of course, is celebrating their 40th anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yay! So we have a huge, the library is part of that celebration, and we have a huge event planned for July.
What's going on in July?
On July 28th, we are hosting Fandomania, a Comic-Con event. And this is a completely free, open to the public
look
event.
At Link. She's all excited again.
It's so going to be so awesome.
I won't give you the judgmental look you gave me, though. Just saying.
It's going to be great. If you don't come in costume, then we're going to be judging you. Mm-hmm. The other way around.
Yes.
Ooh. Do you have a cosplay costume, Link?
Several.
I'm not surprised.
She's
my girl.
It is the new doctor.
Nice. There you go. Yes. Same, you're already set up.
Uh-huh.
But it's on July 28th.
They know what you were talking about. I'm like, what?
Yeah. To who?
Oh, okay. My Amber knows about Doctor Who.
We're getting
okay.
A new doctor this year.
Uh-huh. She's a girl.
Shit.
Sorry.
That's okay.
This is an all-ages program, completely free and open to the public. We'll have author signings. We're going to have workshops all day, performances. Professional cosplayers will be there.
Food.
Food, yes, of course, food. And we're going to be showcasing some local businesses and authors and artists.
So is this going to be on the campus, or is it going to be inside the building, or are you going to utilize
outside
the space?
And out.
And this is when, July?
28th.
Ooh, fun.
And we're always looking for more local businesses, artists, and performers who want to participate as vendors. So if anybody wants to participate, they can contact me. My name is Shelby, and I'll just go ahead and say my number. It's 928-759-3038.
Mm-hmm.
So people can reach out to me or just call the library and they'll get them to me.
True, perfect.
It's going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
We're really, really, really excited.
It's really taking off, so.
Yeah. We're going to have life-size Mario Kart races out on the grass.
Yes.
And we're going to have story time with Hagrid. There'll be, like, comic workshops, learning how to draw.
And this is for all ages.
All ages.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to spill over into the NAU Yavapai campus next door to the library also.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be huge, and we really would like the community to participate. And, again, you know, talk to Shelby if you're interested in becoming a vendor or
artists,
performers, anything like that.
Sweet. I'm sure you will hear from people.
Yes.
Absolutely. Link's good. Going, yeah.
Yeah.
Good,
it's,
I hope
it's
so.
It's exciting. We're excited. So.
Yeah. So, I am too.
Fandomania.
Fandomania. And you have a website for that.
I do, but it's a really long URL.
Oh.
So
go to our website to
okay,
find
so they
this
can link
website.
To you with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it'll be linked off of our website.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Website.
Yeah.
PV website. All right, so I guess we'll just keep rolling here.
Keep going, Casey.
Creative aging art classes. So what we were able to do is libraries write grants called the LSTA grants, Library Services Technology and they're ANT grants.
Yes.
And through the state library. And they give us, we write these grants, and then they will give us money. Not everything we write up gets money. However, Michelle Yortin, who is our adult services librarian, wrote the grant Creative Aging, which has, you know, people who are over 50 do all sorts of classes, art classes, poetry. So we're having... poetry readings and a poetry class April 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. So registration is required for that. Last month they did art. I mean, some really awesome stuff. So this is a great grant. We also have Monday Night Movies. April 16th, we have the movie Wonder, which will be playing in our library auditorium.
Bring your own tissues.
Yeah, bring your tissues.
For sure.
And we recently purchased a popcorn making machine, so we have popcorn for free, which is awesome. So that smell just permeates. And then we also, again, April is National Poetry Month, so we have the Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering presents You Just Can't See Him from the Road. But that's actually in May, so I got ahead of myself, so I apologize. May 1st, and that's in the Library Crystal Room.
Keep going.
Oh, and we have a book club also. We have a couple of book clubs, Prescott Valley Afterthoughts Book Club. They will be reading The Tea Girl of Hummingbird Lane by Lisa C., which is the 24th of April. So if you're interested in joining that book club, you can just show up and make sure you read the book, The Tea Girl of Hummingbird Lane. And we also have another book club. And April 19th, they're going to be reading Small Great Things by Jodi Picoult. And then the biggest one we have, this one isn't until June 2nd, but we wanted to talk about Wasted, the story of food waste. And this is from the executive producer, Anthony Bourdain. He is a famous New York chef. He had a show on, I can't remember.
Lots of shows.
I mean, so many shows. I love him. He is absolutely amazing. So this is a free film, and there will be a discussion afterwards. So this will be Saturday, June 2nd in the Library Auditorium.
Wow.
I think I got through everything. Can you think of
anything? So many things going on.
So many things. And I mean, I didn't even cover the children's department. We have baby time and story time every week. And again, that's on our website.
Twice a week.
So.
Oh, how fun. So bring the little ones and the library reads to them? Or oh, my gosh.
All sorts of programs.
So important.
Yes.
How important it is to get your child reading or reading to your child at an early age.
Right. Early literacy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. But then again, the activities, too, and they become part of what the library family is and continue through their adolescent and their teen years. And, Shelby, you do so much with the teens.
I do, yep.
And bringing them back into the fold.
Absolutely. She is amazing. Yeah. She is probably one of the best teen librarians we've had since I've been there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Aww, I'm feeling this love. So Casey, let's give the website one more time for all of this great information.
So to find out all of our programming, you can go to pvlib.net, and we have a calendar events for just about everything you can imagine.
Excellent. Casey Van Heren, we haven't talked since you got the position of library director. Congratulations.
Thank
so
you.
Glad
Thank
to have you.
So
well
much.
Deserved.
Thank you.
Glad
Thank
that you. You kept you and gave you the responsibilities. I know you do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And Shelby, you are dawdling as Dorothy.
Oh, thank you.
She was the Dorothy, yes, celebrating our 40th anniversary, and everybody's wondering what they mean by Wizard of Oz. Well, 40 years also represented by the ruby slippers, and you can kind of track it back to Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. So there we go, and that's why we're celebrating all of that in a Wizard of Oz way, but a great afternoon out at Extravaganza,
yes.
I think. So a lot of fun. So many things going on at the library. Again, Prescott Valley, it's the place to be. It's our community. It's our home. It's our place. And we're glad you're a part of it. So thank you both.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, more about our place. It's our businesses here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, a chamber spotlight on business. You're listening to KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Do you qualify? Limited income households may be eligible for discounted gas and electric service from Unisource Energy Services through our CARES program. If your annual household income is less than 150% of the federal poverty level, that's $37,650 a year for a family of four, you're eligible for CARES. To learn more, call UES at 1-877-837-4968 or visit us online at uesaz.com.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Thank you for voting Findlay Subaru Prescott, the Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award.
We have worked hard to serve Yavapai County and become good community partners.
Findlay Subaru Prescott believes the health of a community depends on being involved.
So we are continually supporting nonprofit organizations, schools, and charities whose efforts benefit our local communities in northern Arizona.
For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR for 63 months on the 2018 Subaru Forester. With road-gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus a fuel-efficient 32 miles per gallon.
The Forester has 8.7 inches of ground clearance. That's peace of mind wherever the road takes you.
Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to make the world a better place.
Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
Offers OAC, EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Forester 2.5i CVT models. Actual mileage may vary. Now through April 2nd, 2018, get 0% APR financing for 63 months on select new 2018 Outback models. Monthly payments of $15.87 per thousand borrowed.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A Jeep rollover accident and a fire in Sedona has sent three people to the hospital. A tour Jeep had been carrying six passengers, plus the driver, when the accident occurred at around 4 Saturday afternoon.
Our firefighters encountered a tour Jeep that had rolled over. It had come to rest upright. A small brush fire had been started due to the accident. This accident is a perfect example of why seat belts are so important.
Sedona Fire Marshal John Davis says the driver was the most seriously injured.
The driver was transported by air ambulance to Flagstaff. Two passengers in the Jeep were transported by ground ambulance to Verde Valley Medical Center in Cottonwood, and the remaining four patients refused treatment or transport.
The accident occurred on Highway 89A near Page Springs Road. The Arizona Department of Public Safety is investigating the accident, but it appears no one was wearing a seatbelt when the driver lost control. Get out your ruby slippers. Prescott Valley is having a parade.
The Early Bird Lions Club is now accepting applications for the 40th annual Prescott Valley Days Parade to be held on May 12th. In celebration of the town's 40th Ruby anniversary, the theme for the parade is The Wizard of Oz. Applications are available at pvchamber.org or by calling the Chamber of Commerce at 772-8857. The parade is scheduled to start at 9 a.m. The route is on Florentine Road, starting at Yavapai Road and ending in the Prescott Valley Event Center parking lot on Main Street. I'm Dave Fohn reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny and clear skies for the work week. Expect an overnight low of 32 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 64 tomorrow and a high of 68 on Thursday. 38 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 71 and a high on Thursday of 75. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support several local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. For 70 years, the Kiwanis Auction has raised money for the kids of our community. Help the kids and get great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 26th through April 6th, between 7 and 10 p.m. on Cable Channel 64 or streaming live on the web at PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. You'll find great deals on food, golf, tools, furniture, clothing, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettle's High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettle's. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. What I like about
you. Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber's Spotlight on Business. Joining me first is Sarah Rodriguez, the owner of Chick-fil-A.
Yes, ma'am.
And Sarah, I have to tell you, working in the Chamber, I've been here for 12 years, been in the business almost 20 years, but you had the most anticipated business opening anywhere I have ever seen. We've got the most phone calls about it, the most questions. It was all over the community. When are they opening? And you're here and you're open and everything's good.
Yes. Well, we definitely felt that anticipation because our grand opening blew it out of the water. It was huge. So that was fantastic. That was so fun. I had my family members outside doing traffic so that we could get people into the restaurant. So, no, we've been thrilled. We've really enjoyed being a part of the community. So we have already some of our regular guests, people who are in every day to see us. So that's been fun to make those relationships. But yeah, business is great. You know, we have some different things that people maybe don't know about. We actually do serve breakfast.
Yes.
You know, people think Chick-fil-A, they think lunch, dinner, chicken sandwich, chicken nuggets. But we also have a lot of delicious breakfast options. We open at 6 a.m. and we serve breakfast from 6 a.m. till 10:30. So there's some new things to try. One of our most popular items would be our chicken minis. We take our chicken nuggets, which, you know, people know and love, and we put it inside of a mini yeast roll and put honey butter on top. Talk
yum
about delicious. Yes.
Yes.
So that's one of our delicious products in the morning. Another thing that's pretty cool that I feel pretty honored is a national Chick-fil-A campaign. They came here to film our sunrise for our new product. So they came, they did a time lapse of the sunrise here in Prescott Valley, and that is what is advertising all over the whole U.S. for Chick-fil-A's new frosted sunrise beverage.
Whoa, that's exciting. Well, first of all, we have beautiful sunrises.
Absolutely.
But let's tell us some about your beverage, though. That sounds delicious.
Yes, the frosted sunrise, it's our newest product. It's a mix of orange juice and our delicious ice cream, and it's blended together. And yeah, it just tastes like a sunrise. It'll wake you up a little, but then it's also sweet and delicious. And I can tell people like it so far. We've been selling a lot, so ordering more orange juice so we can, you know, keep up with the demand. But that's our number one new product.
Well, I want to tell you that we have a couple of cooler days, but it's going to get into the 70s, so you better get those sunrises ready.
Absolutely. And this weekend when it was warm, it shot up. It was like, okay, we want that frosted sunrise.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's been really fun. I think our team is phenomenal. I'm really impressed and thankful to the community because you gave me these people. I didn't bring them in.
That's what somebody was asking you. It's like, where did your workers come from? And you said, they're your people.
They're your people. Yeah. You gave them to us. And so it's been really awesome to see them, you know, flourish. Everyone's getting better and more confident, you know, and I tell people all the time, you know, we still make mistakes. We're still learning. You know, everyone is brand new. And so we ask for a little grace there. But my team's working really hard. They want to be the best. You know, our our mission was to be the fastest, the safest, the cleanest, and the quickest, highest quality restaurant in the Quad Cities area. Mm-hmm. So my team knows, okay, I set some high expectations, but they're working really hard, and I've been really impressed with them.
Well, I think you have consistency down, because I've had the, I love the spicy chicken sandwich. I'm just going to put it out there. Don't judge me. Delicious. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely the best.
It is.
And I've had it several times, and each time, it's never disappointed. It's always juicy. It's always fat chicken that's delicious and spicy, perfect. I mean, every single time, it's always the same that I know to expect, and I just love it.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. That's encouraging. Yeah. And I know that's encouraging to my team, because that's what we're working for. We really want to
do a good
job. Well,
you don't get any little flat old chicken little thing, you know, some flat patty thing. I mean, it's real meat. Oh,
and that's a good thing to, you know, highlight too. With Chick-fil-A, some people think we get in, you know, pre-breaded, pre-cooked chicken, but that is not how it is. That is not the Chick-fil-A way.
Right.
We get in fresh chicken and we cook it to order every single day. So you're getting fresh, high quality, the white meat chicken. And so I think that's a big factor that sets us apart, and too, makes it a lot healthier for you, because you know, this is cooked fresh right now for me today.
I think I'm getting one before I go to rehearsal. You know, I'm just saying. This sounds good. So let's tell us a little bit about some of the sides you have.
Yeah, so we have, of course, our traditional waffle fry. It's a little different. It's not your typical waffle fry. That was something that our founder, Truett Cathy, wanted to do different. He wanted to do the waffle fry. But then, you know, for people who are trying to be a little healthier with summer coming up, trying to get into our bathing suits, you know, we have our side salad. We also have our superfood side, which is, that's a newer product as well. It's a mix of broccolini and kale, and it's in a delicious maple vinaigrette with dried cherries. So
it's good.
That's a popular. Popular one.
Yes, we probably have to try it.
It's good. We have chicken noodle soup, so we always have that on our menu. We have our seasonal chicken tortilla soup right now. That is a big fan favorite. Unfortunately, our stock's getting low, so we're not going to have that one much longer.
So if you want it, you just heard it from Sarah, you got to get it.
Yeah, you better get in and get it. And then we also have fruit cups as sides as mm-hmm. well, so you can have, you know, a little bit healthier option for everyone. And then kids can get applesauce. That's another side we have for kids.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what are your hours at the store?
We're 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. So pretty mm-hmm. much whenever you want it, we're there.
And you have the drive-through, and mm-hmm. you, I mean, if you're in a hurry, and Polly, we'll be talking to Polly from Pep Boys, but he was saying that he goes there a lot of times with the crew, and she gets in and out and gets the food. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So
we've been there like 8 times.
Sarah, where are you located? One more time, in case somebody doesn't know out there.
At 5773 East State Route 69. So right in front of the now abandoned Sam's Club. But that's okay. We're using their parking, so it's been great for us.
There you go. Keeping that hub going, too. You know, so the lights are still on because Chick-fil-A's open and going great guns over there. Sarah, thank you so much. And I'm really, really pleased and happy you chose Prescott Valley.
Thank you.
Because
thank
you're
you
doing
for
an amazing job.
Me on.
Yeah, and your food is excellent. And we just, many, many years of love and family.
Mm-hmm. Thank
okay.
you so much.
I want to see your little one in kindergarten.
Oh,
we'll
yes.
be all working on that. Okay, I'm going to talk to, as he's been poking in and out, Polly McManus. He's the service manager for Pep Boys. Manny,
yes,
Moe,
ma'am.
And Joe. He's got it right on his T-shirt. Those mm-hmm. of us that have grown up with those three gentlemen kind of recognize the name, but new service center here in Prescott Valley.
Indeed it is. Pep Boys actually combined forces with Advanced Auto Service in September, so we're in that building. A name that everybody knows and loves. We like to think Pep Boys actually was established in 1921 by Manny, Moe, and Jack. The question I get asked a lot is, are those people, did they actually exist? Absolutely, they did exist. They were very hands-on, so we're very proud to carry on that tradition. Very, very proud to come to the Quad City area. We have a location in Prescott Valley and Prescott as well. So we are here to tell everybody that we are in town now. We are looking forward to taking care of customers. We are a full service automotive facility. Pep Boys is getting into it. We are what's called an STC, or Service and Tire Center.
Oh, okay.
So we're not the big parts store that people are used to seeing, but we will take care of anything from oil changes and tire changes up to any other maintenance needs you may need, brakes, flushes. Geez, we can do full engine replacements. So most people don't know that about us, so I really want to thank you guys as well for letting us come on,
mm-hmm.
telling the community, hey, we're here, we're ready to help our fellow community members, and we're just very happy to be here.
I think people have commented that they've seen your location, they've seen mm-hmm. the name change and the business kind of going, but they're not quite sure because some of the newer kids we were talking to didn't recognize the Pep Boys names, and the older folks are wondering, do we get a parts store in here? And it's now an auto service center.
Right, exactly. Now we can get parts.
If sure.
We've actually had a number of customers go on our website, petboys.com. You can order a part and ship it right in. It's very painless, as I like to have my guys say to customers, come in, get your parts. We can even install them, of course. But yeah, we do. We have coupons everywhere, including petboys.com. You can get those oil change coupons. I also have, I did want to say, we also have a huge tire sale coming up this weekend, Friday, whoa, Saturday, Sunday. Things from anywhere from $40, $60, $80 mail-in rebate, an instant $100 off a set of four tires. So we're really looking forward to this weekend. We're going to be grilling up some dogs, taking care of customers. We nice. Are open also 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're open from 7:30 to 8 during our summer hours. Saturday, I believe we're closed at 7, but still 7:30 to 7, and then 9 to 6 for the summer on Sunday. So wow. Like Chick-fil-A, we're definitely ready to take care of people, open at all hours. One of the reasons we are staying open later is to help take care of, let's face it, we have a lot of people that are working. They work absolutely. Really hard, don't have a lot of time to get away to take care of their vehicles. That's what we're here for. We want to make sure that we take care of our customers. Very, very big fans. I can't say that enough because, let's face it, our customers are our number one. So,
mm-hmm. And so many times that you can plan ahead for service and bring it, but how many times have we had an auto problem on the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just always seems that that's when it won't start or you have an issue. And so good that you're open.
Absolutely. Actually, just I think it was 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. We had a couple on their way to church, flat tire. We were able to get them in, take care of them, get them off to church. Really, really happy to be able to do that on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. So. Makes a difference. Makes a difference. It's all about customer service so many times. And when you have a business like that and they get to know you and they feel comfortable, and you're part of the family. And that's what we always talk about in Prescott Valley in our business community, is one big family supporting one another.
Absolutely.
And just like you and Sarah just meeting each other. Mm. You're there now. Sarah knows where to take her car. And you're just down the street. Let's give your location.
We are at 6801 East 1st Street, right off of 69 in Prescott Valley. Can't miss the three faces out front, Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Right.
So, and I also wanted to say that our staff, my team, has actually been in that location for years. So we do have a really good customer base. Want to welcome new customers. We're still going to get, even though Pep Boys is that nationwide, we think we have almost 1,000 locations, nearly 1,000, maybe a little over.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to get that hometown feel because we are. Just we're customers taking care of customers, as I like to say. I actually love to tell people, look, people have enough crap in life to worry about. Let us worry about your car.
Oh, yeah. So you can have mine. I don't want to worry about cars. I mean, there's plenty of other things,
that's
as you said.
Count on
absolutely.
Us for. Right.
What is your phone number?
Our phone number at the shop is 928-772-9013. You can, again, go to petboys.com. You can schedule an appointment on the web. You can call in for an appointment. You can always just pop in. We'll definitely get you worked in around our appointments as soon as we can. So we, again, take care of people because we know that car troubles aren't always planned.
No. So. And sometimes it could just ruin your day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It can ruin a weekend, but we, again, we take care of people and get people back on the road.
Wow. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Love. Happy to have you. Thank you for being here and being part of our community, too. So Polly McManus, service manager for Pep Boys, located in Prescott Valley, right off of Highway 69 on 1st Street. And Sarah, I want to go back over to you because you talked about your hours.
Mm-hmm.
So the hours you're open, you are closed on Sunday.
We are absolutely closed on Sundays.
We'll clarify that. And that's
good thing, because I wouldn't have a day off if we weren't.
You know, and yes, and I'm sure, you know, when you're open 7 days a week, you balance and you take off other days. But anytime, you know, you make a business decision, and, you know, I appreciate that. But we did want to clarify that in case somebody says, well, I saw that and just heard and not realize. Don't go on Sunday.
Yes.
But go get your car fixed.
There you go.
You can go see Polly.
Your one day off, you can come down and see.
You can come down and see. There you go. That's right. Working together, you guys. You okay. Go. Sarah Rodriguez, owner of Chick-fil-A. And again, Polly McManus, service manager, Pep Boys Chamber Spotlight on Business. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We'll take a short break here. And when we time to close the show here, the last Tuesday in March, here at Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Baby chicks have been a part of Americana for as long as I remember. These tiny little fluff balls have always been a sign of spring and were in every rural family's backyard. They grew up to lay fresh eggs and were great at keeping the garden pests down. Well, you can have a part of this great rural tradition. This is Steve Seshka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We have a great assortment of baby chicks and the know-how and accessories to keep them healthy once they head home with you. All you have to do is to come into any one of our five stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale and pick out your assortment. 5 months later, when you wake up in the morning, you'll be cooking the best eggs you've ever tasted. Go to olsonsfamily.com to plan your purchase. Speaking of purchases, there's a way for you to see the wildly successful Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona's Dancing for the Stars in person without having to purchase a ticket. Just come into Olson's in Prescott or Chino, take a picture with a life-size cutout of a local celebrity dancer, and send it in on Instagram. You could win a pair of those coveted tickets. Details in the stores.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
As if the great food and atmosphere weren't a big enough reward for going to Augie's, now you can earn $10 gift cards at lunch, $20 gift cards at dinner. Get your lunch or dinner loyalty card stamped at Augie's. Four lunch stamps earns you a $10 gift card for your next lunch visit, or four dinner stamps earns you $20 toward your next dinner at Augie's. It pays to be loyal at Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, it's Reagan, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. It's baseball season, and it's time to cheer on our Arizona Diamondbacks. Hit a home run every time you call us. This season, when the Diamondbacks are 500 or above on the season, you win too. Get an additional 5% off any repairs or new equipment installation, up to a 10% discount. Call 458-8177. Use promo code AZD500. Visit pvhac.com for terms and details. Remember, we always have veteran and senior discounts. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I just want to share a little bit of news. You'll be hearing it as we go along and maybe having some interviews and some guests. But I'm very fortunate to be playing in Prescott Center for the Arts production of Doubt at Stage 2. Yay! Again, everybody knows my passion for theater and the opportunities when I get a chance to audition for a role. And I'm very excited to say that I was cast in Doubt playing Sister Aloysius. Directed by Jean Lippincott. Worked with her in August, Osage County. We had a wonderful experience. So it's a lot of fun. The show opens on April the 12th. It runs 3 weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night shows, and then a Sunday matinee at the Prescott Center for the Arts Stage 2, which is located right behind the Peregrine Bookstore in the alley. But it's very intimate seating. This play lends itself well to the small, intimate theater. Again, a great cast directed by, like I said, Jean's bringing so much to the play and so much to us as actors to bring in and leaving it all on stage. So, again, that's going on at Prescott Center for the Arts, but also going on, you can keep an eye out for everything
is Madagascar Family Theater over at Prescott Center for the Arts. Again, there it's on the main stage, and that opens up, I believe, on the 6th. The 6th of April, and that's a lovely weekend family theater. And again, also Yavapai College has their show coming up. So a lot of things, Beauty and the Beast. Thanks for joining us here at Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.